What's going on, everybody? So I've been talking a lot about unlearning things, why you should do this, and things like this. But now I think it's time. I've been doing this for long enough. It might be time to actually talk about what I've learned based on unlearning things. Even though a lot of them are very simple, but that's the point, I think. Is a lot of times we do overcomplicate a lot of this shit to where, like, our philosophical or spiritual truths have to be, like, really complicated, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this all the time, and this kind of thing. Like, or if you're trying to find happiness, you might think that you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do all these things, or you have to find the right person. When really, it's not that way at all. It doesn't have to be that way anymore, at least, right? And so, what have I learned by unlearning things? How have I gained perspective, I suppose you could say, by doing this? And really, it's really funny to me how we basically try to, like, reinvent the wheel, right? Like, basically what I mean by this is, like, we've basically known how to do this whole time, but we reinvent it because we want to do it our particular way. We want to do it in a way that, like, we think serves us, makes us individual, this kind of thing. When in reality, it's not, it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to reinvent anything. And it's not that, like, everything in life is simple, but when it comes to, I would say, when it comes to, like, yourself, it's very simple. When it comes to others, in some ways, it's also very simple in different ways, but so what I can give you are some general basic guidelines, understandings, because, like I said, this is new, right? It's been doing this for like a month, but it's still very new. So the first thing is, so some background before I start in this, because as you know, with older episodes and some of the newer ones, the last one I just did was kind of like this, but not, which sounds contradictory, but makes more sense if you understand what that means. But in the old episodes that I did, and don't get me wrong, they're not unimportant or unuseful. They could be useful, but in the old episodes, a lot of the things that I would explain and talk about were very convoluted, right? A lot of detail, a lot of things that really were kind of pointless if I look back and I look at it, all those episodes. And so, because of that particular, and other things as well, there was more that was involved, actually, that was more important, but this is the background of the podcast in particular, right? The question, episodes were convoluted. And I didn't realize how stuck I was at the time, this kind of thing. And so, the One day I had a basic awakening, which was caused by some other things, and I've talked about this before. I've talked about the critic, the mind critic, the fault finder, whatever you want to call it. You know, I might do other episodes on this, but I really come to realize at that point that I was overcomplicating things needlessly. And so that overcomplication was causing a lot of problems. And so I started unlearning things. And so that's where we are, right? Right here, unlearning things as we do. And you might think that, like, by unlearning things that you don't actually learn things by doing this. But in some ways you do. Not necessarily in a knowledge-based kind of way, but, like, in an experiential way. It's very experiential. It's very much based on the hands-on experience of things in reality. So, what have I learned by doing this? And the first most important probably point is that things don't have to be as complicated as you think they need to be. Understandings, getting what you want, things like this, whatever that is, right? That's one of the first basic things I think that I've really learned from doing this, is that it's actually the way to mental health is simplicity. And when I mean simplicity, I don't mean ignoring things for the sake of ignoring things. Ironically, what I found is that when I was overcomplicating things and making things complicated and making things, getting a lot of detail and this kind of thing, I was actually ignoring things. Because, not on purpose, but because my mind was so focused on these things that I had to do, and I was doing all these things, and finding all these insights to get to another level, this kind of thing. And so, ironically, by doing that, I ended up ignoring and not seeing what was happening around me. What I was doing, things like this. Because your mind, your mental space can only handle so many thoughts before it becomes less aware. So much concentration before it becomes less aware of other things. Because see, the way the mind works is that when it's concentrating on this one thing that you're concentrating on. It's then from that place, less aware of other things, surroundings, others. It might still be aware of those things, but in a less than stellar way. And so it's almost like you have to switch back and forth, and this kind of thing is ridiculous. Anyways, but because of that, you actually miss more than you realize. It's actually a phenomenon as well that this book that I've read before, it's called The Invisible Gorilla, it talks about. It's called Inattentional Blindness. Basically, there's a study that they did where they were told to watch this basketball game. They were told to watch to see how many passes these particular teams did. Or maybe it was one particular team. I can't remember. But the point of that experiment wasn't to see how good their memory was. It was actually to see if they would notice this gorilla that literally showed up in the camera view, right in front of the camera view, for like a few seconds, and like thumped its chest and then disappeared. It wasn't an actual gorilla. It was probably just a person or something. But and so because of that, now they know about this thing. They call it inattentional blindness. It's basically like having tunnel vision, like you're so narrowly focused on something that you're not seeing other things around it, or even within it. And this kind of thing. And so really I've become aware that the answer is not concentration as much. We have this society that tells you the answer to life is to learn more. And that's true. I don't disagree with that, honestly. I think that knowledge is important. But I also think that simplicity and being able to notice that the answers are simpler, at least when it comes to yourself, than other things, you know, this kind of thing. Of course, we can always say they're also uncertain and this kind of thing, but a lot of the solutions are simpler than we need, than we want them to be in some ways. In some cases, sometimes it's not that way at all, but like a letter that has more to do with multiple people in multiple groups, and I'm talking about multiple people as in like thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, millions, hundreds of millions, things like this. Once we get to those like extreme scales, it does become more and more complex because there's too much fucking that you can't remember or control. But if you're just talking about like yourself, your family, this kind of thing, it's pretty simple for the most part. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You really don't. It's not that difficult to just go and, you know, if you're unhappy, you find something that makes you happy. That's simple, easy. As a matter of fact, I'd argue that if the things that you do to deal with stress are not simple, they're not going to work. And the reason why I say that is because the simpler this thing is, the better. And there's a couple of reasons for this. The first could be like, when you're in a stress mood, you're not going to be able to do cognitively demanding tasks, this kind of thing. The other reason why is because it'd be a lot easier, which helps you to calm / relax the mind. The reason why you're in stress is because there's too much in your mind that you're attempting to solve all at once, this kind of thing. It's really not complex. And this is where we get into the deep nature of simplicity. And like I said, simplicity does not mean overlooking something. Ironically, what I find is that if you are simplifying and you're not trying to concentrate and contemplate for hours and hours and hours, you could actually simplify without neglecting some things, neglecting some truths, this kind of thing. You know, you might not be talking about those truths within this simplified understanding, whatever it is, but it's there. It's a part of it, or at least could be, right? If it's important, if it's something that is important or useful to whatever it is that you're talking about. There's side elements of this as well, where it's like, if you are overcomplicating this process, you're gonna forget, and so to deal with that, you're gonna attempt to try to get it all out at once, and that's gonna cause you to forget even more. And so to make it easier to not forget, you make it simple. You make it easy to explain to yourself. But that means you have to get rid of a lot of your excess thought patterns. And I don't mean stop thinking. I don't mean you sit in silence and you just stop thinking. I mean you take a break from all this and you just unlearn this, and you unlearn what causes this and this kind of thing. And I've learned that the answer is not concentration. In some ways it is, but in most ways it is not going to work very well unless you're dealing with something more complex, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend you do unless you're actually trying to deal with something that is a lot more complex, like sciences and this kind of thing. So the simplicity is not overlooking things, because like I said, when you're complicating things, ironically you do overlook things because you're so concentrated on this that it does become overlooked. It becomes something that you are unable to see because you're concentrating on this one part or these couple of elements or whatever it is. So another thing that I have learned is that it's not about one thing over another. It's, you know, to give an example, some people talk about the answer is, you know, like for instance, to give an example, right? A lot of self-improvement and self-help tells you the answer is the self, right? Do what the self wants. How do you get more of what you want? This kind of thing. Some people are like, it's not about the self, this kind of thing. The unlearning process showed me that it's not about these things at all. It's not one idea over another, or one idea is better than another. It's that one idea has some points, and another idea has some points. And that first idea might have some problems, and that second idea might have some problems, and this kind of thing. Of course, I've always talked about this, but it's now something that is more experiential. It is through the experiential that this information becomes something that you can use. Which I guess brings us to this, to the third metric, which is that the answers are not to be found in your thoughts, in your intellect. Although those things are important for certain things, you know, science and this kind of thing, but for modern everyday tasks, most of the time the answers are more experiential. And of course, you can still use your mind, because like I said, it's not experiential over the mind. It's experiential with the mind, with the caveat of self, of what works more for the self. I'd say the answer is experiential works more for most people. With some mind to understand about why this is working is experientially. That's what you want in this kind of thing. You know, with these black and white thoughts, like, you're either with us or you're against us. If you're left wing, you have to believe this, but not this, you know, this kind of thing, is exactly what causes you to miss things, because you're so focused on these particular aspects, like the self over others, this kind of thing. Not only you mean self over others, as in like you're selfish and you're only thinking about yourself, but there's this mindset that some people have, and I used to have this as well when I'm making an episode on this, actually, where I used to think the answer was what I'd call logical self-interest. I've now revised that understanding, because it's not, there are problems with it that we can talk about, and this kind of thing. This kind of thing is why I say that it's not about the opinions. Now, if it were, we'd actually be getting somewhere in life, but we're not. Like, in politics right now, it's all about opinions, and that's not helping anyone in politics. It's causing problems. And often what I've noticed is that, and I read this article talking about this as well, that I read yesterday from, I think it was the New York Times, but it was talking about this, actually, that, like, ironically, people who follow and listen to politics more often get things more wrong more often, ironically, which is true. I've seen this happen. I was this person, actually, at one point. And I think it comes down to exactly what I'm talking about, where we're so focused on something. That's probably the fourth thing, that we become so focused on something that we lose sight of ourselves, we lose sight of actual reality, this kind of thing. Because concentration is not the answer, necessarily. Rabbit holes are not the answer. The mind, it's something that reminds me of what Eckhart Tolle says in The Power of Now, which I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember the exact wording, but it goes, he's talking about, it's in the beginning of the book, right? He's talking about, like, how the mind works, or how the mind is, and this kind of thing. And he talks about the mind and how, what it does. And it's going into what the mind does, you know, solving crossword puzzles and building atom bombs. Your mind is doing this because it's attempting to sink its teeth into all these problems, because problems are how the mind survives, how the mind becomes, it's almost like an addiction, it's almost like an attachment. It's an attachment to answers, to certainty, to thought. There's almost like a wild abandon to it, where like you can get so wrapped up in these solving of puzzles and questions and this kind of thing that you become, I don't know, it's like you like lose sight of all the real reasons why you were doing this in the first place. It's funny how the mind works. In this way. Which I guess could be the fifth thing. It's not about thought. Not completely right. Like, there is some thought. Thoughts are useful if they're something that you're doing to explain something or to plan something. But once you're done with that, you lay the mind down. You turn back into the experiential world, right? Of course, there's other things we can say as well. It's not about complaining. It's not about judgment. Not because complaining and judgment is wrong. It's because those things are keeping you from experiencing and simplifying and unlearning. It's not about getting more knowledge. The mind loves getting more knowledge. Not necessarily like knowledge in like a scientific way either. Like you might think that knowledge is something that is science or mathematics, but it could be that, but it's often more about like what is happening. These things are like addictive. Like, this is why people watch the news. It's like, oh, we need to learn what's going on in the world. It's like, not necessarily. I mean, it's useful information. Well, it's not useful information for the most part, but it could be useful information. Don't get me wrong, but more knowledge is not the solution. More knowledge just creates more problems. Because a lot of the knowledge is just going to, like, lead you astray. That's why so many people are misled in life right now. It's because they're focused on knowledge. They're focused on learning. And if they were learning something that was more technical or scientific or whatever, it would be something. At least you would get something out of it. But a lot of it is more about, like, this person said this, how dare they, or this group of politicians from this party said this, how dare they, whatever. Whatever, it's stupid shit like this. It's so dumb. Because it's really not about these things. These things complicate your life. They make things more difficult than they need to be. Gossip. Politics, commentary. So many people focus on commentary. You know, like a good example is like the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. Like so many people were focused on that, and it was really. I watched the Netflix documentary on it, actually, but it's not like these things are problems, but they're just so focused on it that they are, it's almost like they're unaware of what they're doing to themselves, and it creates this, like, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of like a, it can create these, like, cavalier and cynical, like, attitudes about things. Because you're so focused on these things that you're not seeing what you're doing to yourself and others. Whether that be online, whatever that's right. So that's social media is another thing. Don't focus on social media. Social media is going to keep you stuck. this is not a conspiracy theory, like, oh, conspiracy, the social media companies are deliberately trying to control you, and they're trying to make you stay on their platforms and this kind of thing. It's more about how the mind works. The mind is going to, it loves drama, it loves knowledge, it loves problems. It's addicted to them. It's like an attachment. It becomes like a drug to where you become so enamored with this drama and these problems that you kind of don't realize what you're doing to yourself and others. It's quite interesting how the mind does this. Actually, it's not even really about interest either. Interest is cause for problem as well. It falls into this in ways as well. Like I said, this doesn't mean that you have to have no interest or you have to not learn anything. The question isn't about learning or unlearning or this kind of binary mindset. It's about learning to balance, learning to step away, sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months, or more. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I used to be into politics, the culture war, this kind of thing. I still look at it sometimes, but it was something that I was aware of at the time. I'm still aware of it, but like not as much. I'm not as concerned about culture war stuff as much as other people are. So much that people focus on today is kind of silly. But I was so focused on it at the time that I was becoming something to where, like, you almost, something I've noticed, and this is something that it's really, I mean, there's a couple things I've noticed about this, but one of the things I've really noticed about doing that is that you almost start to agree, and you almost start to, like, you might listen to somebody long enough, and you might partially agree and this kind of thing, but eventually it becomes so bad you don't realize that you're actually listening to somebody. You know you're listening to them and this kind of thing, but you don't realize, like, oh, well, how do you know this is true and this kind of thing, right? Because it becomes less about how can I know this, this kind of thing, and more about, like, this is annoying, this is bad, this is stupid, this kind of thing. But eventually I walked away. For the most part, I still was sometimes paying attention, but, and this kind of thing, but I really was walking away from all this because it is not something that useful. Is that useful for you? Especially if you're hyper focused on it. And plus, a lot of it is very silly. Honestly, it's so funny to me how these different groups go. And I'm not gonna name. I was gonna name names here, but it's funny to me. It's like, what are you people doing? Like, it's funny how out of touch with reality these people are. Like, if you look at both sides of the culture war, both sides are stupid in a lot of ways. Especially if you get to the extremes of each side, right? The left is stupid with this, the right is stupid with this. It's like, what are you people doing? You're wasting so much time on this that you're not seeing what it's doing to you. I mean, sure, I might agree with some of your points, but it is so stupid to focus on it so extensively that you lose sight of reality. You lose sight of yourself and others. Not even saying you lose sight of others and yourself, but you lose sight of the fact that it's not about these things. It's about the simple things. This kind of thing. And now we have this all in politics now. It's so stupid. And so now I think it's almost time to start like limiting people, limiting tweets, limiting videos on this. Not because I like disagree with free speech and this kind of thing, but I just think people should take a break and just like stop listening. And just like fucking enjoy your life and stop fucking being so concerned about all these things. You'll be happier. You'll be more peaceful. If you do this, you'll be able to actually see in a kind of wider perspective, if that makes sense. You might think that like when you unlearn things, that you completely unlearn things, and that's what I really come to understand is that that's not completely true. To some extent, it is. It definitely is. If there are things that are in your mind that are what's the word I'd use? Superfluous or extraneous information. Information that is basically just like useless. It's not necessarily helping your life in any particular way. This kind of thing. You do unlearn those things, but you actually, in a lot of ways, learn other things. Not through knowledge, like I said, not through intellect necessarily, but through experience and through a sort of experiential or instinctual understanding of things that is not based on words. And I'm not going to use the words like enlightenment or anything like that, because I think those words actually, or it's the same way with these words as well. Like some people get so focused on these words and these spiritual conversations that they like lose sight of like why they actually got involved in this spiritual stuff in the first place. Plus, I don't think it is enlightenment in the strict sense anyway, but and we could talk about like what it might seem like, it might sound like Zen Buddhism or something, but it's not. It's just reality. It's crazy to me how many people spend hours and hours and hours doing something. And it's something that I used to do. I used to believe that the answer, like if you, and this is something that I had people, friends, and we're talking about this. I used to think the answer was if you spend hours and hours doing something and you love doing this, this is what your purpose is. What I find is that that's not correct, technically. I mean, there's some truth about it. I think your purpose could be something like that. But if you're spending hours and hours and hours on it, actually what I find is that it may not necessarily be about purpose, but may be more about attachment. Attachment through mind and this kind of thing. Of course, I'm not talking about detachment here either. We're not talking about detaching from your mind, from your emotions, because that's more thought. I mean, that's important, don't get me wrong, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're going beyond attachment or detachment here. We're talking more about simplifying. We're going beyond left and right positions. We're going beyond thought and no thought, awareness or no awareness, even spirituality or no spirituality, life or no life, permanence or impermanence, religion or atheism. But not going beyond as in getting rid of that, going beyond as in including as in an experiential way, if possible, if necessary, if useful to do this. Or if it shows up in your life, right? So, anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you on the next one.